Ode to my mother's fingers. Ode to my mother's fingers that sewed my clothes for almost all the years I've been alive. She made me frilly tutus when I was 5, and bell-bottom jeans at sweet 16 with purple stitching and peace signs and other happy things. Ode to my mother's tiny fingers, silently sewing up the hem of my prom dress just seconds before my date arrived. All hail to her dexterity and poise, and her acceptance of those artsy boys that took me out to see the world. Her fragile fingers ran the fabrics through that rickety sewing machine, and I could hear that squeaking motor through her door while she sewed my clothing, sitting on her floor. And when I became a woman and planned to wed, she made my wedding gown on her bed. She laid out the layers of the tulle and lace and formed the silken flowers that would round my face in a veil. She lined it with 100 pearls, and when I donned it, I became once more her little girl. Ode to my mother's fingers, the first fingers to caress my face at birth, now gone forever from this earth.